This morning, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together. Now, I'm sure some of you are thinking, wait, didn't we do that last week? And yes, we did, and I'm glad you remembered. And then you're thinking, oh no, is this going to become a routine, a ritual that we repeat, just go through this ritual thing? And I'm glad you're concerned about that, because I don't want that to happen. Ritual, routine, can be very harmful to our worship. We can go through things just saying the words, whether it's the creed or a song that we've sung 100 times. And as we're going through it, we can be saying the words, but our mind is somewhere else. Our mind is on that problem at work, that thing at the office we're dealing with. Or this afternoon, we've got this great plan for this afternoon. Or wait, did I unplug the coffee pot this morning? Our mind can be a lot of different places when it becomes routine, when anything in our worship becomes routine. So I don't want anything that we do, including the Apostles' Creed, to become routine. But I don't think that's the problem for most of us with the creed. I don't remember ever saying the creed since we've been at Wheatfield, 5 or 6 years. For some of you, it's probably been a long time. For some of you, you may have never even heard the creed or read the creed. You maybe have heard of it, but maybe last week was something brand new, which means it was novel, which means it was unusual. Well, just like routine and repetition can undermine our worship, novelty can also undermine our worship. C.S. Lewis writes about a problem with novelty of doing something new every week is that it actually can distract us from our worship. It can distract us from our focus on the living God, and we focus on the activity. What are we doing this week? I wonder what new things we'll do this week. Or even worse, Lewis says, we can focus on the person leading the activity. I wonder what he's come up with now. So both novelty and routine can both undermine our worship. But somewhere in between there, when we get past novelty and before it becomes routine, that's when it becomes worship. That's when it becomes an enhancement, whether it's the song we're singing or the creed or a lot of other things that we do in worship. That sweet spot between novelty and routine is when it enhances our worship, it enables spiritual formation to take place because it draws us into the presence of God. It helps us to see God even better. Just this morning in my quiet time, Psalm 80, three times the psalmist says, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us. And he addresses God in an increasingly intimate way. He even in the course of a psalm, he's seeing God better and better. He says, oh God. And then he says, oh God of hosts. And then he says, oh Yahweh, God of hosts. His worship becomes more intense as he sees more and more of who God is. That's the purpose of the creed. That's the purpose of a lot of songs we sing, is to see more clearly who God is and what God is like. So I hope we can do that. I hope we can get past the novelty of something new. And I hope we can avoid the routine, the ritual of doing something over and over again. So this morning, please stand with me. Just like last week, just like they did in the ancient church, I'll read a phrase and then I'll ask you to repeat it. And use this as a way to focus your attention on who God is, on the God that we serve, on the triune God that we worship. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Pray with me again. Ever-living God, we praise you. We are grateful for the opportunity to know you a little bit better, to hear the whispers of your voice and see the edges of your ways. Keep increasing that for us, Lord. Keep increasing our knowledge of you, our appreciation of you, our understanding of you, our communion with you, so that, as Rick said last week, we can glorify you and enjoy you forever. Father, glorify yourself through us. Let us exalt your name. Jesus, remind us of your sacrifice. Remind us of what you've done for us. Remind us of your obedience to the Father as a model for us. Holy Spirit, fill us. Enliven us. Continue turning our stony hearts into flesh. Lord, let us worship you this morning and be pleased with our worship and draw from us the worship that will honor and exalt you. Thank you, Lord.